Chapter 22, Section 3. The Enlightenment Spreads. Before you read, in the last section you read how Enlightenment ideas began. In this section you will learn about the spread of these ideas. A world of ideas. How did ideas spread from individual to individual? In the 1700s, Paris was the cultural center of Europe. People came there from other countries to hear the new ideas of the Enlightenment. Writers and artists held social gatherings called salons. A woman named Marie-Thérèse Geoffrin became famous for hosting these discussions. Geoffrin also supplied the money for one of the major projects of the Enlightenment. With her funds, Denis Diderot and other thinkers wrote and published a huge set of books called the Encyclopedia. Their aim was to gather all that was known about the world. The French government and officials in the Catholic Church did not like many of the ideas that were published in the Encyclopedia. They banned the books at first. Later, however, they changed their minds. The ideas of the Enlightenment were spread throughout Europe by works like the Encyclopedia and through meetings in homes. The ideas also spread to the growing middle class. This group was becoming wealthy, but had less social status than nobles. They also had very little political power. Ideas about equality sounded good to them. Question 1. Why were salons important? New artistic styles. How did art and literature change? The arts, painting, architecture, music, and literature moved in new directions in the late 1700s. They used Enlightenment ideas of order and reason. Earlier European painting had been very grand and highly decorated. It was a style known as Baroque. Now styles began to change. A new, simpler yet elegant style of painting and architecture developed. This style borrowed ideas and themes from classical Greece and Rome. That is the reason it was called neoclassical. In music, the style of the period is called classical. Three important composers of the time were Franz Joseph Haydn, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and Ludwig van Beethoven. They composed music that was elegant and original. New musical forms were developed, including the sonata and the symphony. In literature, the novel became popular. This new form presented long stories with twisting plots. It explored the thoughts and feelings of characters. A number of European authors, including women, began writing novels. These books were popular with the middle class. They liked entertaining stories in everyday language. Question 2. What new styles and forms appeared in art, music, and literature? Enlightenment and monarchy. Who were the enlightened despots? Some Enlightenment thinkers believed that the best form of government was a monarchy. In it, a ruler respected people's rights. These thinkers tried to influence rulers to rule fairly. Rulers who followed Enlightenment ideas in part, but were unwilling to give up much power, were called enlightened despots. Frederick the Great of Prussia was an enlightened despot. He gave his people religious freedom and improved schooling. He also reformed the justice system. However, he did nothing to end serfdom, which made peasants slaves to the wealthy landowners. Joseph II of Austria did end serfdom. Once he died, though, the nobles who owned the lands were able to undo this reform. Catherine the Great of Russia was another of the rulers influenced by Enlightenment ideas. She tried to reform Russia's laws, but met resistance. She had hoped to end serfdom, but a bloody peasants' revolt persuaded her to change her mind. Instead, she gave the nobles even more power over serfs. Catherine did manage to gain new land for Russia. Russia, Prussia, and Austria agreed to divide Poland among themselves. As a result, Poland disappeared as a separate nation for almost 150 years. Question 3. In what way was Frederick the Great typical of an enlightened despot?